Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thank you for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. I have your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
And Beth Hadbagger.
Good morning.
We hope you're having a great start to your Monday out there. Happy Monday, everybody. We made it.
Yes, we did.
We made it to Monday. Oh, wait. It's supposed to be the... We're going to have some fun this morning. We got good stuff going on this morning. We're going to get into our National Day of Calendar in just a little bit. Looking forward to that. A little bit later, I got some other stuff I wanted to touch on here. Smart diapers.
Excuse me?
Oh. Yeah. That's all I'm saying is smart diapers. I'm not going to give you guys any more. You're just going to have to let your brains percolate on that for a little bit because we're going to get into it before the end of the hour, this hour. Next hour, we'll get into Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club. Looking forward to that. Mm-hmm. And then in the 9 o'clock hour, we will have the kitchens open. Looking so forward to it this week. Mm-hmm. I got a nice one lined up. I don't want to brag to the audience, but I got a little bit of a preview and everything. So I'm a little spoiled on that one. Looking forward to it. We should get to that a little bit right about after CBS News. And then, of course, we'll have any right stories, good stories of the day. Want to go over the Grammys a little bit with everybody. Mm. Had some interesting stuff happen last night during those. So all of that coming up for you. Before we get to going, though, let's go ahead and go over the weekend. Melissa, how was yours?
Oh, it was good. It was busy. We decided to drive down to Milwaukee on Saturday and buy a vehicle.
Oh,
nice.
Yeah, we've been looking for something for a while, and one came available, and we decided, like, spur of the moment, all right, well, let's get up early tomorrow and drive a lot.
Yeah.
Man, it is so nice waking up. First and foremost, kids are amazing. I love kids. But it's amazing when you wake up and you don't have that.
I know.
I'd love to do this today, but wait a minute. No, we don't. We can do this today.
Great.
Let's just go do it.
So it was a long day. We drove all the way down to Milwaukee, liked the truck, so went ahead and bought it and then drove back. And we had to meet up with friends in Point for dinner. And then we went to see the CWACT's performance of 1974. Mm. So we got to see Mike Edgren's show on Saturday night. It was great. They did an awesome job. It's funny.
Oh, good.
So they have one more weekend, and I would highly encourage anybody to go. It was enjoyable.
Yeah, can I encourage you all enough to go to check out their show? Really, any of the shows that the Central Wisconsin Area Community Theater is performing. I've heard really good things about this. Of course, we had Amber and Wendy in during Director's Cut just a little bit ago. That was a really good time. And anything that Mike writes, I can almost guarantee is good. The man is just a great playwright. As Melissa said, they've got shows on the 10th and the 11th. And that you can find out more at cwact.org.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Happy to hear it was a good show.
Then just spent Sunday kind of recovering from driving.
Right. Happy with the vehicle?
Yeah, really happy. It's a nice little Nissan Frontier.
Nice
little truck. A little older, but you know, it's a good vehicle.
Good to hear. Yeah. Very cool. Beth, how was your weekend?
It was good. Friday night, we had a little spur-of-the-moment movie night with the boys. Hey. And so decided to check out the Disney movie Strange World, which, if you haven't seen it, it's a very interesting story.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot about the environment and just a neat family dynamic as well. So I highly recommend it. And then Saturday morning was over at the church. We had another farmer's market. Mm. Again, pretty good turnout, steady flow. Again, if you're interested in coming, it's 9 to 1 at the Moravian Church at 310 First Avenue South here in Rapids, right along the river. So you park right across the street from the old mall in our parking lot and come on, check it out. Every week we have different vendors. If you're a vendor and are looking to join us, you can find us on our website, wrmoravian.org. Hit the More tab, mm-hmm. scroll down to the farmer's market, and then there's a tab there for customers so that you have information, and then one there for our vendors so that they know what forms we need. But it was wonderful. Spent the afternoon just kind of preparing and getting ready for Sunday. Sunday morning went well, and yesterday just was kind of more of a veg day.
Yeah.
So it was nice to just kind of relax and be with the family.
Sounds like that's a common theme. Talking to a couple other friends this weekend, a lot of people using the week, or at least a day this weekend, to recoup, to kind of recharge and everything. That's awesome. I want to compliment it, but I don't. Is that a shawl that you're wearing?
A poncho, yes.
A poncho, okay. Yes. I love the colors. Looks
Thank
great.
You.
That's
Thank
very
you.
Cool.
It's actually a souvenir from a mission trip down to Honduras.
Oh, nice. Yeah. Well, I like it even more now. That's very cool. That's very cool. That's very cool. That's awesome, Beth. I'm really, I really appreciate it.
How was your weekend,
James? Fine. Just fine. So you guys can't tell, but I am trying to steal
one of those is for you.
Okay. One of those is for Beth brought in treats, Melissa.
Ooh, yeah. Well, awesome.
Yeah. There is a special birthday today, so you'll hear it again at the 8 o'clock hour, but my youngest is now 9 today.
I thought it was today. Wow. Yeah.
So, you know, I spent part of yesterday baking for his class, so he's going to be bringing in brownies for his class. So nice. I had extra, so I thought I'd bring some into the station.
That's cool. Aww. That's cool. And I cannot wait to celebrate that birthday a little bit later. Yeah. That's going to be fun.
So how was your weekend, James?
Good. Very similar to you guys. You know, tried to recoup a little bit, tried to recharge, and just catch up on a lot of stuff that I didn't get done the other weekend. A lot of that. Nothing too special, nothing too bad, but that's okay. You know, sometimes you need a weekend like that.
Yeah.
It's just downtime.
Yeah. And really, I mean, I try to use all those weekend, like the weekends where you're trying to recharge or anything, this time of year. You know, whenever you can.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like there's any of these kind of weekends when it comes to spring, summer. Doesn't really feel like you have a whole lot of down ones and everything where you can kind of recharge a little bit. So never a bad idea. And it gives you that much more energy for next weekend.
Yeah.
You know, you can do some more fun there. Of course, it is Super Bowl weekend next weekend.
Yes.
That is something else to keep in mind. We're actually going to be touching on that a little bit throughout the week here. Got some interesting ones we'll get into, and certainly going to be talking about that on Playmakers today. Join us after all of us ladies are done hanging out and everything this morning.
Did you just refer to yourself as a lady?
I was trying to refer to you two as ladies, and I was just going to keep going. I'm like, no, I don't get to keep going on that one. I don't get to keep going. Well, it's only fair. I call you and Melissa guys all the time.
Like,
if there's a group of three women together, I call them guys. It's only fair. It's only fair.
It's all good.
We will be going over Playmakers today. We're going to be going over some of the Super Bowl, and I want to talk to the audience and get some prop bets and some ideas from everybody, some predictions out there from all of our audience. Get those ready for us. Randy Paul going to be joining us on the show today. We'll have a bunch of local coverage for you as well. Looking forward to Playmakers today from 10 to 11. Brought to you by our amazing friends over at Quality Plus Printing, getting your words out.
Yes.
Of course, the gang at QPP join us, of course, on Wednesdays in the 8:45-ish around there with our Word of the Week. Looking forward to that this week already. For now, let's go ahead and get into this one. I wanted to touch on this. New Mexico has considered roasted chili as their official state aroma.
Huh.
Ooh.
Yeah. We go to Albuquerque. The state's the sweet smell of green chili roasted on an open flame permits New Mexico every fall, wafting from the roadside stands and grocery store parking lots and including mouth-watering visions of culinary wonders. Now, one state lawmaker says it's time for everyone to wake up and smell the chili.
Okay.
Senator Bill Solvers visits the fifth grade students in his southern district, sparking a conversation about the savory hot peppers and potential for New Mexico to become the first state in the nation to proudly have an official state aroma.
Why not?
Yeah. I mean, I don't see any issue with it or anything. It seems like kind of a fun thing, especially when you're around a bunch of fifth graders. You have fifth grader ideas, and I don't have any issue with that. I think some adults could probably use a little bit more fifth grader ideas, actually. So it's kind of cool, and I don't know what will happen with this, but I wouldn't be shocked if this got through and it became a state aroma. But this certainly got my mind going and everything for us here locally in the Midwest. You know, what would be some of our state aromas?
In North Dakota, it would be manure.
Yeah, probably. Probably from what I've heard, at least. Yes. In Illinois, I believe that you've got a couple of different smells. Certainly, you could go with the like Vienna hot dogs on a summer day. All the grain plants in southern Illinois. You could also go with the barbed wire factories that are, you know, littered throughout northern mm-hmm. Illinois and everything. But you could also go with just, you know, the smell of disappointment that most sports fans from Chicago feel. I know the smell very well.
How does disappointment smell?
Oh, disappointing. Okay. Very, very, very disappointing. Not at all what you'd expect, and it's very disappointing.
Kind of salty?
Yeah, very bitter, sarcastic. Yes. There's a couple of things here. What would Wisconsin's state aroma be? This is the big question that I have for everybody this morning. And feel free to chime in, audience. You can call up at 424-2600. Or, of course, you can email me. You can just go ahead and, you can direct message us on Facebook, or you can email me. That is james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. Mm-hmm. So go ahead and give us your answers. What the state aroma for Wisconsin would be? Keep in mind, we are a PG show, PG-13, but we're a PG show still, right. Something like that. But I don't know. Off the top of your heads, putting you on the spot here, any answers from either of you? Either of you have any?
In this area, I would say the paper mill.
Sure. Yeah, that's a good one. That's a good one. I think.
Yeah,
paper.
But do we want? When you're talking about, like, the smell of disappointment, the smell of paper, that's nothing compared to the smell of something delicious.
This right. is true.
So, I mean, what does ginseng smell like?
Mm. That's a good one.
We are a large producer of that, cranberries. Mm-hmm.
I was going to say the bogs in the summer.
Right.
When you're driving past one of the bogs or anything in the summer, I love the smell of mm-hmm. that. I don't know how I would really word that smell, but I do love the smell of that.
Loamy.
yeah, right. Swampy. Yeah, I don't know. It's a tough. I think cheese right away pops in your head, and the smell of made cheese.
That fresh country air.
Yes. Fresh country air is such a good one, Melissa. So I think that was the first thing that popped in my head was mm-hmm. like the more up north you get, the clearer the air feels to me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So there's something to be something for that too.
Well, and that's the thing is, how do you have one smell for an entire state when different areas have so many different things?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I don't know if in smaller states it might work better. I don't know.
Imagine in Pennsylvania there would be a huge fight between cheesesteak and chocolate.
Yeah. Mm. Right, yeah. You got your Hershey's plant there. You got, mm-hmm. Of course, the famous, maybe the most famous thing to come out of Philly as far as foods go.
Yep.
The Philly cheesesteak.
And there's nothing like a true Philly cheesesteak while you're in Philadelphia.
Yeah, I got to admit, I will try that one day. I like a good cheesesteak, but having them there, it's like mm-hmm. having clams out east, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. Mm-hmm. Like there's certain foods. When I was down south, I had biscuits and gravy and a bunch of other like southern foods that I have them up here and they just don't taste the same. Yeah, I hear you. There's something to that. Well, I don't know. I just thought it'd be a fun way to go over also some of Wisconsin's lesser known states symbols.
Okay.
Like the state fossil. Okay. We have a state fossil
we
here.
We have a state fossil.
What is that?
It's the trilobite.
The trilobite.
Oh, trilobite.
Cool.
Trilobite, which fits. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know why, but it does. It fits. Our state grain is corn. Mm-hmm. Of course, our state fruit is the cranberry.
Of course.
State insect, honeybee.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
I think North Dakota's is a mosquito, so we'll take the honeybee.
That was going to be ours, too.
Well, and I like I like how Melissa had a moment of relief there with that. Yeah, that was great. State mineral, galena.
Hmm.
Galena is the state mineral. Okay. How about our state pastry here in Wisconsin?
Ooh, is it the Kringle?
Yes. Nicely done, Beth. Yes, I would never have gotten that one. Our state rock? Is red granite.
Oh, I figured that.
Mm. Mm-hmm. State soil. They got a state soil here. Hmm. Interesting.
Hmm.
The Antigo silt loam or loam. LOAM.
Okay. All right.
Let's see here. The state tree is the sugar maple.
All right. Yeah, that makes sense.
How about the state waltz?
We have a waltz?
Yeah.
Polka.
Exactly.
See, now that's what I would have said right away. I would have actually bet money on that. It's the Wisconsin waltz.
There is such a thing as a Wisconsin waltz.
Because I don't know that the polka is actually a waltz. I think it's a dance hall on its own.
Huh. It's in 3-4 times, so it's quite possible it's a separate dance.
Yeah, I'll leave that one to you guys. I have no clue. I'm just going to nod my head, which is great in radio. People love it when you just nod your head in radio.
Hear it rattle.
That is absolutely,
we're good.
Yeah, it rattles. of course, the symbol of peace, the mourning dove.
Oh, yes.
That's
yes.
a good one.
And what's the state animal?
State animal is the badger.
It's got to be the badger.
Yeah. I was just looking at the state, because I got the state bird and the state domesticated animal here. The state bird is the American robin.
Okay.
The state domesticated animal is the dairy cow.
Of course.
State dog is the American water spaniel.
Mm-hmm. For all the hunters, yep.
And, of course, the state animal is the badger. Mm-hmm. And the state dance is the polka. Which brings us full circle.
There you go.
But did you know the Antigo silt loam soil, our soil, has its own song?
Oh, no, I didn't know. Oh.
Yeah, there's 5 verses.
Jesus Christ.
It was written by F.D. Hole in 1980.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's really good. Nicely done, Melissa.
Now, if we can find a recording of that.
Mm. There's a lot of things that the Beatles did for popular music,
mm-hmm.
but one of the biggest things was having 3 verses.
Yeah.
3 in and out verses. I get it out and I'm done. That's the end of the song. Like, that's it. Back in the day, it was not uncommon to have 10 verses to a song and these things. And it's like, I guess you just didn't have anything else to do, maybe? I don't know. I don't know how that would go over radio.
Some of our Christmas carols have multiple verses. Like,
true.
First Noel actually has 6 verses.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's true. Yeah.
But we generally only sing the first.
I mean, you kind of get the point after the first one, I feel like. It's cold outside. I don't want to say that. If I'm caroling, I do not need 6 verses. Let's get this first one. Let's move on to the next house. Let's move. Take a break. Come back. We'll have some more fun here on The Morning Show at WFHR. We're locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody, to The Morning Show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Melissa, Beth, and James here with you. It's time to dive into our National Day of Calendar for this February 6th, 2023. It is Boy Scouts Anniversary Week.
All right.
From now, actually February 5th all the way to the 11th. Mm-hmm. So a happy anniversary to all proud Boy Scouts out there currently enrolled and those that are not. All right. And it's also from today on until February 10th, Pride in Food Service Week.
All right.
Perfect.
So many great people working in the food industry. Big shout out and thank you to all of them.
Yes.
National School Counseling Week.
Oh, they are invaluable.
Yeah. Yeah. That's a great one.
Very, very important.
Yes.
And wonderful people.
Oh, absolutely.
All the counselors I worked with at the high school when I was there were just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and this happened a while back. I was doing a thing of most underrated positions in the education system.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized as I got like 2 things into the list, oh, wait, they all are undervalued, underappreciated. It was a pointless list. But I was doing the list in part because of school counselors.
Yeah.
Because I think that that's one of those things that when you've had good ones, you remember them.
Yeah.
You know, for
well, and they've
long
changed
time.
Such roles since we were in school. You know, our school counselors were pretty much there to guide us into what career we might want to go into and how to go about getting to that career. And now they are so much more about mental health and helping to diagnose learning disabilities to help students have the best chance of getting a good education as possible.
I think as I had such a plan of what I wanted to do, that's where my counselor came more in handy, was just somebody, an early like third party to talk to that didn't seem to have any bias towards anything what I was saying. It was really nice.
But those duties have been added to their plate.
Yeah.
And oh, yes.
Their hours have not been increased. They're restricted to how many hours they can work in the summer, trying to get students' schedules set up. And that is such a massive, massive job.
Yeah.
They're, I don't mean to derail us here or anything, but they're, I didn't know that, Melissa. Their hours, they can only work so many hours?
In the summertime, yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that. That definitely seems like a detriment. Like that that's not, I don't want to look more into that. That don't seem interesting. Seems wrong to me for some reason. not that I'm ever against people, you know, especially in that industry, you know, not having to work too hard or anything. They already work hard enough, but, that's interesting. Thank you for bringing that up.
Mm-hmm.
It's Feeding Tube Awareness Week as well. a very important one.
Mm-hmm.
And International Networking Week.
All right.
So a bunch of ones
going
on this week.
Reach out to your network. Yeah.
It's National Lame Duck Day. Hey, wait a minute. What does that mean? Well, we've all heard someone referred to as a lame duck, but the original meaning of this phrase is often lost. Lame duck is a term used to describe an elected official who is no longer responsible to his constituency, usually due to the fact that he is on his way they are on their way out of office, and re-election is no longer a possibility.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. National Lame Duck Day celebrates the ratification of the 20th Amendment of the United States, an amendment added to shorten the time that president, senators, and representatives spent in office after an election.
Okay.
It's a very, very important, very good law, one that I wonder if we should consider with our Supreme Court.
Hmm. Yep.
Can anybody tell me why we have judges on the Supreme Court that have carte blanche? Mm-hmm. Like, anybody. Tell me why we have these people in that position that they get to sit there and realize, you know what? I'm here. Like, there's nothing.
Right.
There's no controversy. There's no decision I make. There's no lack of anything, you know, American, you know, quality or values. Any of these things that matter in my job. I'm keeping my job. Like, what jobs in life are, you know what? Hey, if this person knows that they have this job forever, I'm sure that they're going to keep giving their all. I'm sure that they're going to keep caring. Imagine if you told anybody at any single position, no matter what they do, that job is yours for life.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, until you decide to retire or die, that's all that can change. How hard is their motivation? How dedicated are they to that job? Like, we go back to this with monopolies. Competition brings out the best in everybody. I don't want to be the only morning show out there. Mm-hmm. I want to destroy all the other morning shows. I want them to compete against me and feel the same way about us.
Right.
Like, that's the essence of life is some of that.
It makes us want to do better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I have yet to have one person be able to explain to me, other than the obvious, you know, technical reasons and everything like that, why they decided to do it this way, why we keep it this way.
Right.
There should be term limits.
Absolutely.
There's certain things. It's okay to evolve, and it doesn't mean that we're losing our grip on the American meaning or anything like that. When we do certain things, you know what? I think it's probably a pretty good idea we don't use leeches anymore. You know,
mm-hmm.
It turns out that putting leeches on our body actually doesn't get rid of any diseases. It just makes for happy leeches.
Right.
That's it. I mean, so we evolve. We learn. Okay, we're not going to put leeches on ourselves anymore. We're going to, mm-hmm. Go to the doctor and get checked out and everything. And it's okay to evolve and some of these things to adapt. It doesn't mean that you're going to lose the essence of what this country is or any of these things.
No.
It's ridiculous. National Frozen Yogurt Day. That's a little ridiculous to me because I'm not a yogurt guy. So I'm just going to move on. No, is there a difference? Do you guys like yogurt? Are you yogurt
eaters? Mm. I am. I don't know that Melissa can.
Yeah, I was going
to. Unless it's dairy free. They do have dairy free yogurt.
Okay.
It's made out of usually coconut milk.
Okay.
See, that was weird. I did this hesitancy thing right there where I wasn't going to say you guys. I was going to ask Beth, but then I felt rude for not asking Melissa. But then I felt rude asking Melissa because I know she can't eat yogurt.
Yes, I eat yogurt a lot.
Mm-hmm. There are alternates that I can have.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah. Is there a difference of frozen yogurt and regular yogurt?
I'm
not to be silly here, but I honestly don't. Okay.
Frozen yogurt's the equivalent of ice cream.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
But it's a healthier choice. It doesn't have as much sugar, usually.
Mm. And it has probiotics in
Yes.
it.
It's National Sickie Day.
Okay.
Spoiler alert here. If the next time or when I'm sick or anything like that, don't say sickie to me. Please, please. It'll just make me
James,
that much worse.
James, aren't you sickie today?
Yeah. I am a little stuffed up, actually. I am kind of stuffed.
There's a cold going around.
I'm doing everything I can to counter it.
Yep.
I'm wiping everything down.
Yep.
I got all the meds in me and stuff. We'll see how that goes throughout the rest of the day. For those who wake up feeling like going to work would be a bad idea, you're not alone. This is a day that many people call off, pull a sickie, call in sick, or play hooky because they simply don't want the weekend to end. Yeah, join the rest of us.
Yeah.
Get in line.
Every weekend. Yes.
Yeah. Plus, if you're telling people that this is National Sickie Day and then you call in on National Sickie Day, doesn't that seem a little I remember senior year and everybody, the word got around, everybody's skipping on this day.
Yeah, senior skip day.
Yeah, yeah. And even the principal knew. And I'm like, well, what is the point of this
exactly.
then?
What
doesn't make any sense. It's, I don't know about that. And they've got this on the wrong day. This is the wrong day to be sickie day. Next Monday, after the Super Bowl.
Oh, there you go. Yep.
What are you doing? It's the 13th, not the 6th. You got this all wrong, National Day of Calendar.
Didn't they change the week that the Super Bowl happens?
Oh, they change it a lot. Yes, yes. So. It probably actually was.
This should just be a floating day. That
yeah.
means after
yes.
the Super Bowl.
Yes. And it's National Chopsticks Day.
Yay!
I like chopsticks.
I do too. I enjoy using them. I have a big thank you to family that we grew up in. It was in the same high rise as us and everything that taught my dad and I how to use these. Getting their start at least 300,000 years ago or more, chopsticks originated in China and were used as utensils in the process of cooking.
Wow.
With ancient roots, these convenient tools begin to be used as a tool for the individual to eat noodles, rice, meat, vegetables, or Fritos.
Yep.
You eat them Fritos and stuff too.
But just not great for soup.
No. And so they've been being used for about 400 BC.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, you know, I loved watching She-Hulk use them with the Cheetos.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Shout out to Oscar Isaac there. Kind of got that a little bit. Yep. Got it pretty popular there. But it's been. I've seen other people do it, certainly, too. Fun ones on there today. Those were good ones. That was a lot of fun. We're going to go ahead and take a break. We'll get to Melissa's news. When we come back, smart diapers.
All right.
That's all I'm giving you. That's all you get. You gotta wait for the rest to come up after Melissa's news right here at WFHR. We are locally grown radio. Welcome back, everybody. Mornings here at WFHR.
People say I'm crazy.
We hope you're having a great start to your Monday out there. It is physically impossible for me to interrupt that song.
Yeah.
If I ever want my father to talk to me again, I cannot interrupt that song. It's an interesting bumper. That was a good try. I didn't see that one coming. That was good. Welcome back, everybody. Hope you're having a great start to your week out there. We're going to get into an interesting one, and I don't know how you don't laugh at this one. Even if you need these, I don't know how you don't laugh.
Okay.
This seems like one of those technologies that's totally unnecessary, but would actually be pretty convenient if it meant mainstream, if it went mainstream and was affordable.
Okay.
I think if we look back at certain inventions and or certain things, and at the time seemed so silly, and now they're such a common part of our day-to-day lives.
Mm-hmm.
Door stops. Yeah, door stops, fanny packs, you know. There's so many little things that when you first saw them, maybe that'll never catch on. Nobody's
right.
doing that. Wait a minute, everybody's wearing those now. But, you know, these kind of things. There's a lot of little stuff like that. I think we've become so common. They're so common, we don't really think about it much anymore. Mm-hmm. Scientists from Penn State University have created a smart diaper with a built-in sensor that's able to send parents a push notification on their phone when their child's diaper needs to be changed.
Oh, my.
And not only that, but it can provide levels of dirtiness. Like, maybe, quote, there's a little tinkle, or, holy hell, you're going to need gloves for this one.
It's a punami.
These smart diapers are made of paper and include a sodium chloride, salt, graphite, a circuit board, and a tiny lithium battery. Once it gets wet, the graphite reacts with the liquid and sodium chloride, and it's absorbed by the paper. Electrons will set off a sensor. The diapers are still in the development stage, so it's unclear when they'll be available and, or more importantly, how much they'll cost. So for now, you'll have to stick to checking the diaper yourself like usual. This is coming to us from the New York Post and Nano Letters, so you can look at either one of those websites to go and check out more about this. I'd like to get your guys' takes on this one. I would say that there are no wrong answers. there are no wrong comments on this one.
Well, the fact that there's a battery in the diapers, I mean, disposal of diapers is already a problem. What mm-hmm. is the environmental impact of mm-hmm. now adding a battery to a diaper?
Well, especially a lithium battery, if it gets damaged, it could burn the baby's skin.
Yeah.
That's dangerous.
I mean, that too.
Well, and to me, it seems like it's a non-needed thing because they already have indicators on diapers. There's mm-hmm. a little yellow strip mm-hmm. on many diapers that when the baby pees, turns blue yeah. so that you know whether or not it's a wet diaper.
This is one of the more ridiculous things I've ever heard of in my life. This,
and also, yeah, should you be you should be paying attention to your child.
Well, thank you. Ding, ding, ding. We have the number one answer as far as in my category goes.
And we,
I'm not doing anything that's going to take any chances with my kid. We have enough. Like babies are already they are. There's something in a baby that I have to go towards danger. I have to go towards things that are going to scare my parents to death. Like, I have to go to the outlet. Oh, this outlet right here. Yep. I got to go touch the outlet. Oh, look at this shiny thing over here that looks sharp. I'm going to go play with that now. there's so many things like that that you have to do as a parent to protect your child when it comes to all those things. I'm not putting a lithium battery on my baby's butt if I don't have to.
Right.
If this was a health thing or something like that, then yeah, sure. But there's also, and obviously I'm never going to get a dad of the year mug or anything like that or teach any parenting classes. But I do know that one of the ways you connect with your child is this. It's one of the mm-hmm. ways that you not only understand your baby's, like, you know, just moods and things. Why is my baby crying so much? Why are they crying so much? My app hasn't gone off. their diaper must be fine. Well, what if it breaks? What if it's not working and your kid's walking around in that for a while or anything like that?
And in my opinion, God already gave us the best diaper indicator. It's called a nose.
Yeah, right.
You can generally smell when your child has soiled themselves.
I don't want to approach the subject as if I know what it's like to be a single parent or some of those things. So I don't know how much this might help in some of those categories. But again, I feel like kind of, you know, CC what we were just talking about. Mm-hmm. I kind of think that any help that it might even give is probably just going to add worry or cost. Because there is, it's already, how many parents do you know? They're like, boy, I got plenty of diapers. Mm-hmm. I got more diapers than I know what to do with. I'll never have to worry about buying diapers again. Like, that just don't happen. Even if you have, diapers that you wash and everything, you've only got so many of them. Mm-hmm. Diapers are not cheap.
No.
They never have been.
And I can't imagine adding technology to them is going to make them cheaper.
No.
We got enough people. All right. It's not necessary for you to have kids. If mm-hmm. you need this in order to have kids, if you need to be a lazy parent, I'm sorry. I just keep moving here, man, because there's this stuff is not we have lazy parents. We have lazy babies, lazy kids.
And I could see this technology going more towards adult diapers.
That's where I thought it was going.
Than baby diapers.
But
when it went to baby diapers, I'm like, really? We don't. This is no.
The headline.
If they really wanted to come up with great technology for diapers, how about self-cleaning diapers?
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, they have self-cleaning litter boxes now.
You want to really do some technology? How about the kid comes out the womb and they already know how to do all these things? They're right out the gate. They can't even speak.
Go.
They can't
Potty
do
train.
Anything. None of they can't walk, can't speak, but they can trade them. They can get
there
out of the toilet.
That could be a good investment. If they can find something to potty train a child, take it. Because those were not easy months.
What if the researchers over at Penn State, where they're working on this, what if they actually do want to do this for adults, but they didn't? They were embarrassed, so they're like, "Oh, we'll make it for kids," you know, "quote unquote kids" at first, but it's really all about adults.
Well, and I could see this technology being useful in nursing facilities to be able to help indicate, "Oh, we need to get to this room. We need to get to this room," kind of thing.
Yeah.
Isn't there something, too, to be said for the rite of passage? that not just parents, but older siblings and everybody needs to go. Every human being should have to change a kid's diaper at least a couple times.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, mm-hmm. you need to be related to this child. I'm not mm-hmm. saying, you know, just going up to strangers and offering to help. That doesn't end well. But
a little awkward.
A little awkward and probably going to involve a police officer, rightfully so.
creepy.
But I do think that everybody, as far as a relative goes and those mm-hmm. kind of things, I remember being... six and changing my diaper, my sister's diaper mm-hmm. and stuff, mm-hmm. things like that.
Babysitters do it all the time. Yeah,
yes.
Right.
There's a rite of passage involved with this that if I had to do it, you've got to do it.
But I was talking to a group of ladies from my congregation. Now, they're octogenarians, so mm-hmm. this is a whole different generation. And one of them said that their husband got to the point where if she wasn't around, instead of changing the baby's diapers, he would take her to the next door neighbor.
Whoa.
To have her change the baby's diaper.
Oh,
so, I mean, the fact that we even have... Holy. Fathers and brothers and things like that who are willing to do that. I mean, look at that cultural shift that has already happened.
Mm, societal shift that needed to happen.
Yes.
Different times, different things, I understand, but that's one of the lamest things I've ever heard of in my life.
But how many places do you go that there's still not a changing table in the men's room?
True.
That's true.
True. Very true. I've never heard of that though before. That is
just
lame.
That, like, that really? Some... Yeah.
Dang, that poor kid. We'll take a break here. We'll come back and we'll get into some more fun on the morning show here at WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Thanks a lot, Jennifer. We appreciate the updates. After the top of the hour, CBS News will be have a live update from our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center. Looking forward to that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Let's get into some more fun here. This should be an interesting one. Now, next hour, we're going to kick off the hour after our update from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Got 10 online etiquette rules.
Okay.
We'll get into that next hour. For now, this is an interesting one. If someone plans to propose over dinner, they may make a reservation at the fanciest place in town, or they may go to Cracker Barrel.
Okay.
Cracker Barrel has launched a contest where if you propose at a Cracker Barrel over Valentine's Day, you have a chance to win free food for a year.
Oh.
Ooh.
I mean, it's Cracker Barrel food, but still.
Right.
Hey. I'm joking. I think I've been to a Cracker
Barrel. Mentioning the company's having a rough time.
Mm, yeah.
Thank you, Melissa, because it is not a coincidence that if anybody has seen some of those articles and some of the news about that, and then something like this just happens to pop up a couple of weeks later.
Free food for a year. Well, we're only going to be open for 2 months of that year.
Right.
But, you know what? It's all free food for you.
Here's how it works. You go to Cracker Barrel between this coming Friday and next Thursday and propose. Technically, you don't have to eat there, but it would be a little weird to walk in, propose, and then leave.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, that would be hilarious. That would be one of my favorite proposals of all time. Mm-hmm. I would spend the first morning, the first episode of the morning show talking about this ad nauseum. That's a baller move right there, I think. Actually, I kind of want to do this now. I don't even know. Find someone. You have to film the proposal, make sure that Cracker Barrel is featured, and then post it on Instagram with the hashtag #ISaidYes@CrackerBarrel and hashtag contest. You also have to tag Cracker Barrel in the post.
Oh, my.
And you also have to include a caption that explains why you decided to propose at Cracker Barrel. So I'm going to call a timeout here real quick. This is what, to Melissa, just tying into what Melissa was saying before about the, and for those that don't know, Cracker Barrel has been, you know, been hurting as mm-hmm. far as a business model for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And it's recently been worse and worse. Honestly, Melissa wasn't joking too much there. If 2 months from now, somebody, you know, I read in the news that the Cracker Barrel, you know, folded,
right.
I'm not going to be surprised. They're basically now asking us to do their commercials for them. Like they're trying to save a buck or two here and there. You with all these requirements and everything, I mean, that's what you're doing basically is a social media post for them. You're
right.
Just promoting them, and you're not even guaranteeing if you're going to win by doing it. So they're just getting free advertising out of you. That's all this is. and what do they have to spend out of this? Free food? Like, I mean, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't have a ton of food that they throw out at the end of the night all the time anyway. Most restaurants do this. Look at the food that is wasted at any buffet. Mm-hmm. Any buffet. Look at how much food is wasted at the end of the day at those places, and it'll make your brain cry. Like there's no way. I don't care who you are. Like there's no way getting around that. That's all I'm seeing from this is basically Cracker Barrel being lazy.
Well, at least they're wise enough to know that the best advertising right now is on social media.
Sure.
You know, because, you know, my kids asked the other day, what's NBC? You know, what's a commercial?
Right.
They're not used to those anymore. So, you know, it's kind of an interesting way to do it. They're not putting out their own posts. They're expecting everybody else to put out posts for them.
Mm-hmm.
And didn't Aldi do this not that long ago?
Yes,
but
Melissa.
They were actually going to then host they had the wedding at Aldi.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's what the prize was.
I thought that was a more interesting idea.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
I,
having a wedding at a Cracker Barrel, I don't know if either of you have been to one recently, but they have that store in the front.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which they do have some fun things in a Cracker Barrel store. You can find some neat stuff and whatnot. And then you've got something to do while you're waiting for your table. Because almost every time I've ever been to one, which hasn't been that often, but I was at one, I want to say it was last summer, a year ago last summer, that the wait was long.
The two times I've ever been to one, there was a long wait.
Well, and that's why I'm surprised that they're hurting, because every time I've gone to a Cracker Barrel, you wait for hours, and then they've got the nice rocking chairs on the front porch with your giant checkerboards and things like that. That's why I'm surprised that they're struggling. If there's always a wait, or are they just having that much trouble finding people to help?
I think that was part of it. And I think coming out of the pandemic, a lot of people, it took them time to feel comfortable getting out. Mm-hmm. And a whole lot of people looked at buffets and were kind of like, oh, so that's just a cesspool of germs, basically. Restaurants are already a little touch and go, you know, depending on the restaurant. And then you add something like that into the fold where it's. I mean, have you been to some buffet places? I don't want to, you know, talk trash about any of these places, or I'm not going to name them by name.
Did they change then? Because last time I was at a Cracker Barrel, it was a sit-down restaurant.
There's plenty of that.
Right.
But you got more people. You have more handling of food. You're just going to have more germs. You're going to have more opportunity for these things. And then you look at some of the, buffet places, and I've never seen human beings look more like cattle. it does. They jam more people that can fit into these buildings. And you see a pile of people just sitting at a table, just mowing down. Mm-hmm. And like half the time, they're just standing next to strangers and things like that. I don't know. To each their own. If you like it, you like it. And there are plenty of buffets that I've gone to that I like. So I'm not saying I hate buffets or anything like that. But, I mean, I can see why certain things have come home to roost for them.
Right.
I don't know anybody who, even first off, I don't know if I've ever heard anybody say, I can't wait to go to Cracker Barrel, or I love this place, or what have you. And I also don't know the last time I heard somebody ever say that, well, this particular food is why I go to this place.
Mm.
Well, Cracker Barrel, when I was in high school, I loved it because they had this amazing crispy chicken salad. Crispy chicken salad with ranch dressing, which I was still eating then as a teenager. And I just thought it was the most amazing thing.
Well, and
looking at it now, I don't know that that's actually the truth, because they put iceberg lettuce, you know, is the main lettuce in there. It's just, but, you know, I liked it as a teenager.
And weren't they known for the Coca-Cola cake? They had a Coca-Cola chocolate cake that was to die for, or something like that.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
And I could see.
I just remember their menu being very basic foods that we cook at home.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, their hash browns were really good too, if I remember correctly. They have a hash brown casserole that everybody would go for.
They'll select 5 winning couples, and each will get a $2,000 gift card, enough for you and your fiance to have one free meal at Cracker Barrel every week for a year. They say the average price for 2 people is about $35.
Okay.
If you like Cracker Barrel and you're not ready to get married, there's another deal. They're offering a free dessert if you purchase 2 entrees starting Friday and running through Valentine's Day.
Okay.
So that is a little better of a deal right there.
You know, if this is a place that you frequent with your fiance, I could see this being a place to, or with your significant other.
Mm-hmm.
I could see it being a place where you'd want to propose, but I'm sorry, Cracker Barrel is not the first place to come to mind for a proposal.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I feel like unless you want, like, I'm just from the guy's perspective here, mm-hmm. unless you want her to say no, like you go, I'm proposing it a cracker, but like if you're that guy, like, oh, I gotta ask, but I don't really want her to say yes, so I'm gonna like do this horribly or something. You know, I don't know. I can't think of any other reason why necessarily, other than the things you factors. You had your first date there or something
or
like
if it's
that.
Her favorite restaurant.
Yeah. Then it's that's a completely different story. Then go all in. Yeah, yep. I say. One more story to wrap up the morning here, because we do, of course, there's a couple of things that we are known for here at WFHR, being an unbiased news station, getting you facts, taking care of high school sports and local news, and anything involving Dolly Parton or Guinness World Records.
Okay.
These are the things. A German dog trainer earned a Guinness World Record with his team of talented canines when 14 performing pooches formed a conga line.
Oh, wow. Did their little paws go out and everything?
Yes. Wolfgang Loggenberger earned the record for most dogs in a conga line when his 14 trained canines arranged themselves into the party dance formation under his instruction. Loggenberg, an accomplished trainer with multiple Guinness World Records, took the record from his own daughter, Alexa Loggenberg, who managed to get 9 dogs into a conga line back in February of 2022. The dogs who formed the conga line from Rottenberg's record attempt are named Emma, Philo, Finn, Simon, Susie, Maya, Ulf, Speck, Bibi, Katie, Jennifer, Elvis, Charity, and Kathy.
Okay. Cute. Why do I have a feeling we're going to be getting this story again in like 6 months or so?
Yeah,
she's taking it back from dad.
Yes, this is the next great rivalry I want in going on here. So I don't know how well Melissa can see the picture here or not, but yeah, they're all like, you know, like you would imagine they'd look like a bunch of dogs doing a conga line.
They've got their front paws up on the back of the dog in front of them.
Pretty much whatever
you got. And they're
walking
that way. That is, wow. It's adorable.
I want to know what's going through their minds. Like, just give me the treat. All right. What do I got to do to make you laugh? What am I, a clown to you? Am I going to laugh? I just love the idea of these.
Well, and I love that he has them arranged from tallest dog to the shortest dog.
That's cute.
Yeah, it's adorable.
They're all different breeds, too.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's noteworthy, but to me, for some reason, it stood out. I don't know. That's pretty good. I don't even want to imagine how much time that took.
No.
I don't even want to begin to. No. That's pretty good, though.
I want to know if they were smiling the whole time.
Yeah. I want to know how many treats he went through, too.
Yeah.
I can't imagine how much that went through. A little bit later in the show, we'll get into our schedule here for Morning Magazine and the rest of the week, let you know what there is to look forward to. I did want to touch on a little bit of sports real quickly before we go to break. Today, of course, Playmakers right here at WFHR at 10 a.m. And then a little bit later today, right here at WFHR at 6 o'clock, the Greg Gard Show. Wisconsin Badgers head basketball coach joins us tomorrow. WIRI is going to have Marquette men's basketball versus UConn. Nice Big East matchup right there. And on WFHR tomorrow, we'll have the Wisconsin Hockey Hour. Looking forward to that. Also, we will be having the State of the Union address tomorrow. It's something else to keep in mind. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break right here. We'll come back and have some more fun with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center and plenty more on the morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio.